do we really know? I don't know about you, but I'm always wondering, am I there yet? Where am I going? And so this is how this all started. So join me as I explore this journey that we're all on to see where it is that this crazy life is taking us. Because one thing I'm sure of, every one of us have a story filled with broken pieces, bad decisions, and some ugly truths. But every one of us also have a story filled with a major comeback, peace, and grace that has saved all our lives. So join me as we continue on this journey. It's 2024, peeps, and guess what? I hope you're liking your little life, no matter how simple it is. I hope you're liking your little life. I know it's been a while. It's been a few months, right? But life's been lifing. But I couldn't let 2024 pass or start without saying hello to my peeps. I hope you've been well. I hope you've been kind to yourself. I know I've been trying to be kind to myself too. And this is a song from Cordelia. It's called Little Life. And it has been my company for the last few months. So we're going to listen a little bit more. And then we're going to talk, okay?
A little bit harder than I thought they said. Silly little lie. No matter how silly it is, I hope you like your little life. I'm learning to do so myself. And welcome to 2024, peeps. Can you believe it? 2023 went like that. And I know for me, it was an interesting year. It was, in some ways, the best year. And in some years, it was woo-sah, like, no, it needed to end. But we made it to 2024. And if most of you notice that during 2024, the name of the podcast took some more life to it. It stopped being, Am I There Yet? And I added A Journey to Wellness. Because as most of you know, I launched my wellness brand in 2022. And so I'm like, I didn't want to do a new podcast. I didn't want to create the curb. I didn't want to do all of that. I'm like, all of you have been with me for these last 3 years on this journey. And you've heard all the crazy and you've heard all the, I'm just going to keep going. And I wasn't going to change the photo. Journey to Wellness. So what we're going to do is one session, you will do the regular conversations. And then I'll try to have more guests this year. We've had a few last year and the year before, but this year we're going to have some more. And this is one of those Journey to Wellness episodes. Next episode, we'll discuss the Am I There Yet again. See, we'll see where we're at. And one of the things that I need to remind you all is that wellness is multifaceted. It's not yoga. It's not meditation. It's whatever process you need to go through to get through that darkness, to get through the other side. Because wellness is not all yoga and breathing and wusas and, you know, kumbayas. Wellness is crying and pain and screaming and facing your trauma and being scared and going through it and many tears. And so I'm here to remind you of that. And we're going to look at one of the facets of wellness. And one tool that we hear people talk about a lot is psychedelics, DMT, and I just happened to have met someone who recently gone through the process in Mexico. And my friend Jay is here. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. I'm going to let her tell you what she remembers of the experience and what came forward. Because I think from what I understand, it's different for everyone. And so I'm welcoming Jay. Hey, Jay.
Hi, Chef. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so happy to have met you and that we got to talking and that you were comfortable enough to share this with me because I was so fascinated by it. And so I'm gonna let you tell how you got there, what your experience was, and we're just gonna listen and create space.
Okay.
And hopefully someone listening to this will be encouraged to try it if they think it's for them and to learn from it, and not just from it, but your experience.
Okay, sounds good. So this all started in April of last year. I planned my annual Mexico trip with my two guy friends. And a week prior to the trip, one of them called me and asked if I wanted to do this ritual, this experience, and he called it DMT. He said it would be a renewal, a reset, and I agreed without hesitation. I needed a reset. I needed something new because I was in a dark place. I was very overwhelmed, burnt out, anxious, and tired. Just tired. But I do put all this pressure on myself, so I just wanted a release. In mid-April, we went to a nice resort slash retreat where we spent a day with yoga, meditation at this beautiful resort. Then we moved to this Airbnb that was astounding. The architecture is beautiful, like stuff you see in a magazine. And the name of the Airbnb was called Silent Retreat.
Wow.
It was hauntingly beautiful. It had the view of this beautiful mountain. They call it the Magic Mountain. Just staring at it, I knew I was getting myself into something. I briefly read about DMT prior to the trip. I read it was plant derived or chemical derived, and it was natural, so I felt comfortable trying it out. I'm not one to experiment into drugs so much, maybe marijuana and alcohol here and there, but other than that, I'm clueless coming to certain drugs. Our first day at the Airbnb, the facilitator and his partner came and introduced themselves to us. And that was our chance to get to know them and to ask questions.
Yes, because you know, if you're going to do something like that, you can't just go and then meet the person and just that's it.
Right. Yeah. So that was encouraging and I felt more comfortable. My main question was what to expect, what's going to happen. And the facilitator made it seem like you're going to watch your own movie. I didn't know what that meant. It could have been a horror movie. It could be a comedy. But I was ready for anything at this point. I was slightly nervous going to sleep, thinking about what am I doing the next day. We chose a spot on the balcony overlooking the beautiful mountain, which was beautiful, beautiful. And he was going to come back in the afternoon, so we had the morning to relax. The following morning, it was a Saturday. It was a nice, beautiful weekend. My friends wanted to do like a tea ceremony, a relaxing.
Getting you ready for it.
Yeah, prep. But what happened was my friend started asking me hard, deep questions. And I ended up just crying and bawling my eyes out because I know that I'm not the best person I could be right now. I was devastated. And then the facilitator came. So I didn't want to go first because, again, I am not knowing what's going to happen. I'm scared. So one friend volunteered, and I got to watch his whole experience. That did not help my anxious or nervousness because his trip lasted over an hour.
Wow.
Which usually it's supposed to be 30 minutes. And he had a roller coaster of emotions, highs, lows, screaming in pain, crying in joy. But he woke up. He just said, wow, 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 wow. It was beautiful to watch, but also scary. Nah. So then comes my turn. So he had me sit down on a yoga mat and he said, take deep breaths. He held the pipe near my mouth, and he collected crystals from this purple trinket, and they're like crystal flakes. Mm-hmm. He placed it in the pipe and had someone like a blowtorch and started lighting it up, and he said, take the biggest breath that you can and then hold your breath. Mm-hmm. I tried my best and started coughing, so I breathed more than I think I should have. And the next thing I know, I see these beautiful colors. It was just hard to explain. It's just colors after colors, sounds, music. And then I don't remember.
Wow.
Right. So from my friend's observation, they said that I laid back down. I was mumbling. I was smiling. My legs were shaking. And my eyes were rolled back. At one point, I got up and almost attacked the facilitator's girlfriend. I don't know in what capacity that happened, but I guess I laid back down and started moaning, grumbling, and at times laughing, smiling. So it was a mix.
Yeah.
It's not all good, all bad. It was a mix. And then the next thing I know, I wake up to the facilitator restraining me. And I was screaming at the top of my lungs.
Wow.
And then I did it again and again. I was drenched in sweat. And then I looked at the facilitator and smiled. I'm like, hi.
Oh, my goodness.
I looked at my friends. I said, hi. That was my trip. The facilitator tried to reassure me, and he said, you had a bad trip. You had a bad trip. You're okay. He tried to say, you're here. They directed me to the bed so I could lay down. I spit up a little, which is expected. And then I just laid down and stared at the mountain. I watched the leaves on the tree move. I watched the wind move. It was an experience. I could hear everything. I hear the bugs flying. I hear my friends breathing. Oh. And then after that, my other friend had his experience, and it was also beautiful, painful, scary. And he had fun. At the end, we had a big group hug.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had dinner.
Okay.
I fasted the whole day, so I needed to eat.
Oh, but my goodness.
It was life-changing, I would say.
And how do you think after that experience, like right after going back to, how long after that did you go back to the real world?
I think 2 days later, I had to go back to work. So it was pretty quick, but I felt that my head was so clear and that the tension with the anxiety, the annoyance, the pain mm-hmm. in the front part of my head near my temple was just clear.
Wow.
Yeah. Back at work, there was a conversation I had with my boss where I wanted to scream, yell at him.
Before or after?
Like during the talk, because it was like my reaction.
Before you did the
oh, after.
After. Oh.
Yeah. But instead of screaming, I was just laughing to myself, like, whatever.
Was it that before that you would have said something?
I would have had a few comments for sure.
Okay.
But it was, I could tell something was different. Like I was just joyful and clear headed that I, at that point, I was like, I don't care, whatever.
Oh my goodness. You got a release.
Yes.
The screaming. Sometimes, do you know, sometimes the hardest thing for some of us to do is to scream?
And it wasn't like a scream from a roller coaster.
Yeah.
It was like from my heart, my gut, my soul scream. The whole mountain must have heard it.
Wow. Wow. You know, it's these are the things that sometimes you have to take the chance on yourself. You have to take the chance to do something for yourself. And not everyone, you know, not everyone is a prayer and a organized religion and church. Sometimes you just have to let Mother Nature do its work. Yeah. And so the what he used was, you had mentioned to me, was the venom from
the Sonoran toad from Colorado. Yes.
Wow.
So after my trip, I sat down with the facilitator and just asked him, like, what did I just do? What did I inhale?
Yeah.
And he called it the toad venom. Uh-huh. I had no idea what was that until we Googled, and come to find it's the strongest psychedelic.
Wow.
The shock was very real. I can't believe I did all that.
And do you think you'd have done it if you knew that was it was before?
No, I wouldn't have. Nope. Not going from, plant-derived chemical to the strongest psychedelic in the world. No.
But do you regret it?
No, okay. Not at all.
That's the important thing.
It was eye-opening, life-changing.
Ah.
Would I do it again is another question. I think going in, you have to have intention.
Yes.
I went in anxious, nervous, scared. That's the result. My trip was... okay. Intense. He called it intense. But I can see it being very fun.
Yes.
And exhilarating for others, exciting. But knowing myself, I may not be in that mindset when it comes to substance use, psychedelic use.
Yeah. But you saw... you saw positive results from the experience.
Right. It was just a clear-headedness.
Yeah.
It was different. I was afraid to go to sleep at night without the lights off for a bit, but that cleared up with time. I just saw light and life in a different way. It was raining one of the days I got back, and I just stared at the beauty of rain and the sound and the smell of nature. It was great.
Wow. Interesting. I've heard people talk about going to Brazil and going through that experience. You're the third person I've spoken to about it. I've had a client who they do it. They do it once a year. They go to Brazil once a year, and they spend 2 months in the Amazon with no form of communication. They leave the phone, the laptop, they leave everything. And I remember he said to me, life will wait on me. Right. Anything that can't wait for 2 months, but he has the financial resources to make that kind of
right.
a statement. Let's put that caveat. He has the financial resources to make that statement. He said, anything that can't wait for me to return, I don't need it. And so he speaks about it high, you know, the experience highly. You know, different treatments, like recent, one of my latest treatments I had was a chakra clearing with a Reiki master. I did that in early December, and it was a really good experience. It was a good experience, and it opened my eyes to certain things that I didn't realize. Like there's, you know, when you're so focused on, I need to work on this. And then you have the experience and realize, you've been working on that for a while. It's okay now. You need to move over here. And that's what it did for me. That's what it did for me. And so you know, and he, after the experience, he gave me a prescription of what I need to do for the next 6 months. And I'm in the process of that 6 months, and we'll see what happens. I'll keep you peeps up to date on my progress. And I'll do a podcast outlining that experience and what it was like, working with that, you know, I was laid down on the, you know, and based on the energy reading, he chose particular crystals to put, you know, around me. He created a grid, and he did amazing work. So that is a lot. Anything else you want to share about the experience?
I just learned to live my best life.
Yes.
Live it with no boundaries.
Yes.
I stopped trying to care what other people say and expect. I continue to do what I love, which is travel, meet new people, continue to thank God for all these blessings. It's not about money and greed and trying to have all the nice things. It's about living life. And this was an awakening.
Mm-hmm.
It gave me a better outlook on life and what I should strive for. So when I first arrived to your home, I was just at peace.
Oh.
Yeah, the decor, the vibe, it just reminded me to reset, to be thankful, to show appreciation, because life is too short. So thank you for allowing me in your home and starting my year off right.
But that's what the ITEL Life Retreat is. It's And I like doing I like the individuals. You get to meet people, you get to interact with people, you get to really, to me, make a difference that way than being in this big environment and big, you know, big everything. And and that's one of the things I always tell. Life is too short not to be airy. Life is too short not to be good.
Mm-hmm.
And until a lot of people realize that, they'll be forever, you know. I know from personal experience, you focused on the wrong things. But as I said, the last year, what 2023 did for me was reminded me of how amazing my little life is. It doesn't have to be this grand thing in front of the public and all this. No, just... I've been striving to create a life I don't want to escape from. I didn't do a vacation in 2023 for many reasons. One, because I was watching money. But two, I never felt anxious about it because I truly realized that my life, I don't need to escape from it. You know, every now and again, I do need to be dragged out of it because I like it too much. That's the thing. I like my space. I don't go out unless I have to. But yeah, I'm so glad. And I can see the difference in you. I can feel, because you, the way how you describe, there's no anxiety. There's none of that. I can tell you that. None of that. There's none. So continue on your journey.
Mm-hmm.
Continue on your journey. A journey to wellness. One of the things, you know, people talk about FOMO, the fear of missing out. I've been using the term JOMO, the joy of missing out. Sometimes you just don't need any of that. You just don't need all the excitement and the part, you know, Christmas was just here and everybody was partying and this and that and New Year's Eve. And I enjoyed being home so much. This was the first year outside of the year of COVID that I wasn't running around being Chef Lorraine cooking. And because I started 2023 with that intention that I was moving away from Chef Lorraine being in the kitchen all the time and truly walking the Ita life path and working with my peeps and meeting wonderful people like you and just going forward with our journey. And so it truly manifested at the end of the year where I got emails and I had discussions with people about being their chef for the holidays, and none of it worked out because in my heart, I really didn't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. As you should.
So thank you. And thank you for choosing to be here. Thank you for making Ita Retreat, the cottage, your space. And we're going to go forward with our little life song. Normally I have a second song, but I didn't choose a second song today. I'm just going to play some more of the little life song. And we'll go out with that. For joining me on the next episode of Am I There Yet? Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. And I'll see you on the next episode. I love this song.
And I like my beats hard as today, oh, do. said it ain't nobody's business if I do. Said it ain't nobody's business.
Okay.
See, I can sing and make it pretty.
No singing, I promise you. Bye.